Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Get ready for a breakthrough tonight, and get ready for a door to open up for you. And I want to say to you tonight, everything is in divine order, and I'm praying for the Hawkins family. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And this is Friday, the $1 trillion pillow night. We're going to talk about economics. We're going to talk about money, investment, how you receive your own money. You don't let nobody know what's been happening to us and black folks. It's depend on the white supremacy to take care of you. If I give you a contract, I can pull it. But if I create my own contract, can nobody pull it? You know what I'm talking about, the trillion dollar flow night. And Mary is talking about money, talking about how to accumulate money and how to invest money. And this young lady, and her name is Sister Delta Walker. She's a financial intuitive. She's black. And when you're black, you have a hard time for black folks to invest. I'm going to get her to come on the show, give her what she's doing, and how black people hook up. We have over $16 trillion, maybe more than that, not black money. So when you got money, you have to know to invest money. You have to take money, let money make money, and don't let people give you something they can take back. And lately, if you don't say what you want them to say, they take the money. They try to take your fame. But they can't take your gift. Your gift comes from God. Okay, somebody tonight. In the $1 trillion flow, I'm going to put the $1 trillion flow. I'm talking about Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana. I'm talking about around the world. About the resources that black folks have, but we don't know if we got the resources. We always depend on somebody else. I want to help you tonight deal with some of the resources. I'm praying tonight for God's covenant, God's financial covenant that God can give you. And if God gives you the financial covenant, you don't need nobody to help you start your business. Your business already will be started. I'm praying tonight for those that lost loved ones, those that lost mama, sister, brother, children, and you caught up. And you say, Lord, what's going on? I want to say to you tonight, and this is Friday night, and it's $1 trillion flow. I'm going to keep saying it, telling you that God will make a way out of no way. And when God summoned the ancestors, they come in to break the yoke. They come in to move the evil out the way. Some of you so caught up in the European lifestyle, you don't have a lifestyle of your own. Let me say that again. Some of you so caught up in European lifestyle, you don't know your own lifestyle. What I mean by that, Jerry, that if you don't know your own lifestyle, if you don't know, Kim, what you worth, can I tell you your self-worth for God? And once you understand your self-worth, you're able to move to the $1 trillion flow. Now, when I say the $1 trillion flow, and this spoke can tonight, is talking about the $1 trillion flow. Where do we go from here? and what do we do? Because it's all about economics. It's about money for you to go to the next level. I'm going to say it because we need to know recreation belongs to us. You can do all the stuff you want to, but they owe us. When the government pays all the money, you can start your business. You can go and start your new business and do what you need to do. But we're talking about tonight, the $1 trillion flow. Let me say it again. The $1 trillion flow. Can you wrap your mind around $1 trillion? What you could do with $1 trillion? Many people you can help if you had $1 trillion. This government dropped $1 trillion like it's nothing. America, USA is the richest country in the world. And it's the most corrupt country in the world. So God said high, and God looked low. So God see the deeds of the man that's in power. God understands the man at the bottom of the economic ladder that don't have nowhere to stay, sleeping in the streets, sleeping on the bridges, when we live in the richest country in the world. I want you to think about it. And the other thing I want you to think about tonight as we go into $1 trillion flow, what can you do to make your life better? What you can do if you go by God told Moses, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and God, all that God dealt with, Solomon, he was rich, Job, he was rich, God dealt with finance for the people that serve him. If you serve God, if you plant your seed, God gonna bless you. When you put your seed in the ground, the harvest coming. So tonight, get ready for your harvest. That means sit down, pressing together, running over, God get it to your bosom. Some people don't want to listen because that's too negative for you. Because you caught up in a thing called Christmas. You caught up with a Santa Claus. You caught up with a Christmas tree. And you forgot about the ancestors that paved the way for me and you. I'm talking to somebody. And everything is important, but you have a connection with God where you can make a connection with people. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Tonight, I want to give you some law. And when I give you the law, you'll understand the law that I give you. And if you write me, I will send you this book, the law of being successful. The law, so when I give you the law, I give you the key to the law. You know what I'm saying? So the $1 trillion flow got a law. And it's a key to motivate and unlock what you need. Try the Spirit, by the Spirit, and let the Spirit flow through you. It's so much going on in the world today. You have to stay focused. You have learned to lie like your master. Let me say it again. You have learned to lie like your master, which is the master of the slave. So you are living a lie, talking a lie. So a liar cannot tarry in God's eyesight. And the lies that you put out there gonna come back to bite you. Okay? Tonight is the $1 trillion flow. Where's the money? What we need to do with the money? I'm praying for Mother Bass, Brother Bass. I'm praying for Sister Adrian Bass, Muriel Bass, Adrian Bass. I'm praying for the old Bass family. And I want to tell you tonight, God is able to take you to the next level. Every letter, every telephone call is a blessing and a seed that you're going to be able to harvest. What I mean, if you plant the seed of love, you're gonna reap the harvest. Gonna be love. If you plant the seed of hate, you're gonna get hate all around you. Is that clear? But if you plant the seed of happiness, happiness is gonna come. Love and peace. Peace and love. Once you understand the power of love, you can understand the power of healing. Then you understand the power of what God got for you. And there's no sorrow on earth that heaven could not heal. So God has placed you in a place to go forward. God has placed you in a place for you to be successful. God knows your name. He knows your address. He knows where you at. He knows what you gonna do. And he knows what you haven't done. So tonight, I'm praying for those that are all crossed up and messed up. So sometimes you got to step back. Hebrew, your battle, because you can't fight it. Now, tonight, as we go into Trillium Flow, I want to tell you, Mary Hawkins and the Hawkins family, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven could not heal. Yeah, I don't care what it is. God got a solution for the problem. You have not because you ask not. When you begin tonight to ask God for deliverance, body, mind, soul, and spirit, when you get busy to ask God to open up a door for you, you can't be mad at nobody but you because you're not sticking to the program. I'm praying for you, Henrietta. And Geneva, I'm praying for you and your family. Those that are caught up, you have nowhere to go. I want to give you God. I want to give you the power of the Holy Ghost tonight. I want the word, the Lord is my shepherd, will cover you where you can have the trillion flow. It's not out of your grasp because all the silver, all the gold belongs to God. Whatever you need, God got what you want. God got what you need. Talk to a young lady and we were talking and the anointing was there. And the anointing was filling the room. I could feel the anointing. I felt the power of the Almighty God. And I've seen people that was coming back and forth. And I was seeing people calling. But I had to get the word out that if you got a need, you plant a seed. Go to my website, thefeedabraham.com. Go down to PayPal and get it. You know what to do. Else you go to Cash Out Mary. And when you hit Bishop, you hit Money Sign and Bishop 3T. Bam, it'll go right to you. Tonight is the night for you to make pledge of the trillion flow. Tonight is the night for your money to be released. Release. I was telling Dr. Christian, release. You want your money released. You want your health to be released. You want the power of releasing to walk in God's view. God said high and he lived low. You can't stop because people stop. You got to do the will of the Almighty God. God spoke to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they had to obey. And 20, 22, 23, you got to obey. Because things going to be happening for your eyes. You're going to see death. You're going to see planes falling, ships sinking, houses on fire. You're going to see that. Because God is bringing it 360-degree a circle. And they used to have a song, will the circle be unbroken? The circle of love, joy, peace, and happiness at all costs. Don't let nothing take you backwards. You tell them, brother, sister, I'm going forward. If you don't want to go, don't hinder me. If you want to be a beggar all your life, don't hinder me. If you want to say, I don't have, I can't get, you get away from them because they hate it. Get away from them because they don't believe in the word of the Almighty God. We're talking about the trillion flow night. I'm going to play the trillion flow and Mary come back and read the 23rd numbers on Lord and my shepherd. And I'm moving by how the Spirit moves tonight. Try the Spirit, by the Spirit, and the Spirit of the anointing of God to bless you. I want to pray tonight for overflow of your funnel. Let me say it again. For overflow of your funnel. Master Musa was the richest man in the world, but he kept giving to God. God wants you to be prepared and ready, body, mind, soul, and spirit, where every door closed tonight, Lord, this is the last month of the year, 2022 out of here. Get ready and embrace 2023 for your new business, your new home. Somebody want a home, I decree a home. Somebody, I see another person want a home, I decree a home. I see a person want a car in a home, I decree over that. So as I decree it, and the angel of God going to grant your prayer, going to grant you to move to the next level. Body, mind, soul, spirit, quick and in a hurry. The trillion-dollar flow will work for you, wherever you might be. If you're in Chicago, Detroit, California, wherever you might be, God said hi and live low. Tonight, I want to say to you, a person don't have the key, they ain't going nowhere. If you want to be rich, you got to ask God for him to give you what you need and give you the power, control, wherever you're at. So it's a good thing when you say, God, give me strength and give me power. God going to do that for you, quick, fast, and in a hurry. As I talk about that, I'm going to have Miriam read the 23rd. I'm going to play the trillion-dollar flow, Miriam. And after I play the trillion-dollar flow, I'm going to have you to read the 23rd number song. Because in the 23rd, God said, the Lord, David said, the Lord is my shepherd, telling you, I got a backup. I got a backup. And some of you got a backup and don't know it because you're trying to live the life of somebody else. You can't live the life of nobody else. I was talking to a Native American, and he was telling me that when the white people came over, they took the kids and put them in school and try to whitewash them, trying to think like a white, be like white. Can't do that. Some of them don't even know their history. Some blacks don't know their history. They don't know what their ancestors was rich in farming, was rich in food. And you had to go to McDonald's, Burger King, and all these fast food and eat this genetic food. It got you crossed up and messed up. Hello. But tonight, we're going to the Trillium Flow. And we're going to do that. The Trillium Flow right now. We're going to go to the Trillium Flow.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white
That's what Zahid said. Racism, white supremacy, work against me and you. Why? Because we want to get in the belly of the whale. You got to be an independent woman, an independent man. You can't get nobody that will not carry you to the next level. What I'm saying to you, some of you is caused up, messed up, and don't want to be straightened out. So you left in a dark place. So you will steal and kill for each other. And you just like crabs in a bath. And one pulling down. If you can't help them, leave them alone. If they come to you that naked stuff, you get away from them. I'm on my journey of the $1 trillion quote. I'm on my journey of being successful. I'm on my journey for God said I will make you rich, body, mind, soul, and spirit. I'm on that journey.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal, and kill your ass because they don't have no options, and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion.
From L.A.
flow.
To Miami. Minnesota. Detroit. Chicago. Alabama.
Yeah, you can have that new bin. Yeah. Yes, you can have that Lima. Yes, you can have that Rose. Yes, you can have that Cadillac. Yes, you can have that up on the hill, up in New York, up in California, out in Oakland, Compton, L.A. You can have the $1 million. Your help is 100%. You're 100% deal. You're 100% woman. You're 100% man. You're 100% up with your help. I'm talking about the $1 billion flow. We are right for getting what belongs to us. Give me what you owe me, and you owe me $1 billion flow. I want what's mine. I want to have the best of life. I want the sun to shine on me. I want my fellas to wake up. People of color all over the world is in the $1 billion flow. Maybe you in Atlanta, Georgia. Maybe you in down in California. Maybe you in Texas. Maybe you in New York. Florida, maybe in Canada, between the $1 billion, maybe you're in St. Paul, Minnesota, or Indianapolis, Indiana, which is about the $1 billion flow. It's going on up in New York, in Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, New Orleans. It's going on, the $1 billion flow, down in Texas, Arkansas, North Carolina, South Carolina, huh? Phoenix, Las Vegas, New York. We're calling for the $1 billion flow. I see you rise up and be brilliant. Say I'm rich because I'm in this $1 billion flow. I am the original man. I am the original woman. I must have my respect. I must have my education. I must have $1 billion. I must be rich. I must lift my brothers and sisters out of the ghetto and out of poverty. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Get what I want. Have what I want. I can get it now. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Look at somebody. I'm in the $1 billion flow on my job. I'm in the $1 billion flow in my business. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Why don't you get in the flow of the billionaire? The trillionaire.
This is the last month of the year. I want you to go into 2023 with money, with success. Mary, you can read the 23rd number of songs now. This is Mary Hoffman.
Okay, you ready?
Say it on.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you for that, Mary. That Mary.
Thank you,
baby. Now, I want to say this. Thank you for that, 23rd number song. What I'm saying, the Lord is my shepherd. I want to tell you tonight, I want you to understand God. Pearl, I'm going to have Mr. White to call Pearl where she can get it with invention. Thank you. Tonight, I want to talk about the law and the key for your finance. And the way you got to receive it from the power of God. And some of you are so caught up trying to be like white folks. You know, I had some women to get a booty lift, get breast lift, get eyelashes. You don't forget where you come from or you have not been taught or your children, that you are the greatest woman in the world. You are the most dynamic person in the world. You are the most gifted person. Because God put you on the planet to be successful. Now, if you got to need, you plant a seed. And if you plant the seed, a harvest going to come. Let me say that again. I believe in reaping and sowing. When you sow the seed, the harvest got to come. tonight, I hope you got your pencil and paper tonight. See, Moses and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they planted a seed of prayer. Daniel in the lion's den locked the lion's mouth, prayer. Master Musa was the richest man in the world. He was black. You don't get that in your history book. They're not going to give you a history book that your ancestors and my ancestors built America. And they didn't get paid. Everybody else got reparation but the black man. Let me go over that. Maybe you don't know. The Jews got reparation. The Chinese got reparation. The Italians, the Greeks. Everybody came in this country, got reparation, but the black. But the color of your skin. Now think about that. You say, how come all these businesses in business? And then some of the Europeans got land. The government gave them land. You drive down Texas, you see all the land. I was up in Iowa. The land belonged to white folks. How did they get it? The government gave it to them and they gave it to their children. So we long overdue to get reparations. And I'm going to keep saying it. If you're American, a Native American, American black, the government got to give you reparations. If they ain't talking about that, they ain't talking about nothing. It don't mean nothing. I'm praying for you, Sister Sarah. I'm praying for you, Sister Kim. And I want to tell you tonight, there's no sorrow on the earth that heaven cannot heal. The money that you got, the money that you're going to get, you have not because you ask not. If you got a seed, plant that seed. And I guarantee you a harvest coming. Ladies and Bishop, I'm writing you a letter. And in the letter, she said, this is what I want to happen. And I'm writing the letter. When I got to the post office, a week later, the letter came. And what she had wrote on the letter, she already got it. And I called her back. I said, baby, when I mailed it and sent it in there, I got it. I said, because you released it. If you want a harvest, you can't keep the seed in the drawer. You take the seed out the drawer and throw them out where you can reach the harvest that you need. And I think that's the most important thing, the harvest that you need for the blessing. Okay, I want to say this tonight. 7:13 for 39:90 and for 53:50, Psalm 14:39. For 81:30, Psalm 7, and Psalm 50, and Psalm 10. 23, Psalm 51. And for 30:30, Psalm 52:11. And this scripture for money, it's for breaking loose, where you can go to the next level. So you get ready to receive that. Tonight, and it's Friday night, you know, everybody on Friday night, they're going to the movie, they're doing everything, which is all right. But don't forget where you come from. Don't forget what God has did for you. Don't forget. I'm going to play a little of the Temptations from Detroit. Reason I play that, they started from nothing. They all were millionaires. Some people can't handle money. No, I know a man won the lottery. And in 2 years, he lost all the money. You have to be able to understand when God give you something, he give you sense to control it. I want everyone listening tonight, claim your business. Claim what you want God to do for you. This is a touch of temptation. You got a smile on time. You know you could have been.
in a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know you could have been a handle. The way you touch me on the skin. You know you could have been a groom. The way you smell so sweet. You know you could have been some perfume. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to, and I can tell the way you do the things you do, all day, as pretty as you are. You know you could have been silent. You could look for a minute. You know that you could be an hour. The way you stole my heart. You know you could have been a fool. And baby, you're so smart. You know you could have been a fool. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to.
Someone just remind me.
Mighty Temptations, bringing us back to the old days. This is the last month in the year. I'm gonna play the Temptations. This is $1 trillion Float. I got some things I want to say to you tonight. God bless you. Thank you, Mary, for the reading of the 23rd number Psalm. I want you to get ready today for God to really bless you in the $1 trillion Float. I'm gonna play a little $1 trillion Float while I go in to get your Bibles. I'm gonna tell you something tonight, give you a little something. Not much, just a little bit.
$1 trillion float.
$1 trillion
From LA to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas.
Now, the reason I play that, black folks right now in America, talking about white folks, talking about Spanish folks, $67 trillion we have, black folks have. We can pool that money together, look what we can do. It's time for you to go in your business. It's time for you to make up your mind. I prayed the temptation. Well, the temptation came from nothing out of Detroit. A street group got together and made millions. Now, sometimes money can destroy you if you don't do it right. I'm praying for those that have called me. I'm praying for you that all is well. And I'm going to say this, we're on 5 days a week. And Saturday we'll be on Divine Healing, talk about healing. Okay. Now, I'm going to say this to you. If you've got to meet your plan to see, I believe that if you see, you're going to get a harvest. Now, I got some things before this year out, Mary. I got a special pot for money. I'm going to draw money to you. And I'm going to make sure if you text me plant a seed, I'll make sure you get it as long as it lasts. But I want to say this to you tonight. Moses, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets had to understand God. And if you're a woman, you're a prophet, you're a prophetess. If you're a woman, you're a goddess. If you're a man, you are a god. Mm-hmm. You don't know that. You've been hoodwinked, fooled, and tricked, so you don't know what your qualification. And I'm going to tell you, whatever you need, God got what you need, God got what you want, and the ancestor will help you go to the next level. Now, I want to talk tonight, just briefly, that's just about 5-10 minutes, then I'm going back to the temptation. Being up here at temptation tonight, I don't want you to be sad. You know, you get in that religious thing, you get sad. But all music, religion, blues, is all coming from the ancestors. And temptation talking about being happy, love, is happiness, money, joy. The lady called me, hello. I didn't say nothing to her. She called back and said, peace and love. I said, peace and love. You're learning. Stop going to Lola Bar, carrying yourself to hell. Somebody carrying you to hell every time they call you. Hello, peace and love to get quiet. Because they don't know how to take you. So if they come to lie to you or come to do something, you already been broken down. You already been disarmed. And we use that peace, love, joy, and money. If you ain't talking about peace, if you talking about joy, if you ain't talking about money, I don't want to hear the rest of it. Thank you, kind spirit. Leave that alone. Now, you got your pencil. I want to talk about the law of peace. And the law of peace is the key of peace. See, when you have the law of peace, you can get what you want. Okay, I'm in the devil's fight. When you got the key and the law, put that down, the law of peace and the key of peace. When you begin to see Solomon had it, Malcolm Luther was the richest man in the world. He was black. You ain't going to find it in no history book. And you ain't going to find Solomon in too many books. And in the Bible, it took out, it's another, they took out, I'll tell you about that later on. But the key and the law of peace. And when you got the law and the key of peace, things happen to you. I'm looking for somebody before this month gone, get some big money. I decree it, and I pray for it. The law of peace is the, and you gotta have the key. And the key is the word. John 14:27, the law of peace. That means that you, where people got confusion, you got the law of peace. Hey, don't have to do that. You know, when you ask not, you have not. I wish I had somebody. Now I'm talking about the law of life. The law of life. Jesus brought the law of life. And you got to have the law of life. When you get the law of life, you get the key. The key open up is in your heart. Okay? And when you do that, let me say it again, the key of life and the key and the law of life. Jesus had it. Read this, John 10:10. That's the law. And when you understand the law of life, you're going to live. And Abaddon, the death angel, got to go. Y'all hear me? Jesus allowed to come forth from the grave after being dead 3 days. So I'm telling you to come forth tonight for economic. Come forth tonight for your money, for your business, for your new home, your new car. I claim it. It's a done deal. You know, if you seed constantly, God going to bless you. See? And those that seed, I want to give you the pot. I want to give you the pot. The lady told me, said, bitch, I got the pot. You got to do a quick test in the heroin to get the pot. I'm going to let you know one more key, the key of life, John 10:10. And I got to go ahead on with this, but I'm going to go back to the temptation, and I want you to have a nice weekend. Get ready tomorrow night. We're doing divine healing. Oh.
Thank you.